Price of tomatoes will likely go up soon. The Trump administration plans to impose a 17.5% tariff on tomatoes imported from Mexico, which could take effect this week. Florida growers lobbied for the tariffs. They once dominated the market for off-season tomatoes, but today more than half of fresh tomatoes sold in the U.S. come from Mexico. How might this affect Alabama tomato farmers? WBHM's Gigi Duban reports.
When it's tomato season, Chef Chris Hastings uses tomatoes. Lots of them.
We'll probably buy anywhere between 600 to 1,000 pounds of tomatoes a week for both restaurants.
Hastings owns Hot and Hot Fish Club and Oven Bird in Birmingham. All those tomatoes go into dishes like pork belly BLTs and gravlax with cured salmon and locally grown cherry tomatoes.
The brightness and the texture and the acid of the tomato really is perfect with the salt-cured fish. It brings a sweetness and a little acidity to the party.
Like many acclaimed chefs, Hastings is a big supporter of local growers. The tariffs the Trump administration plans to impose on Mexican tomato imports probably won't affect him much. It's consumers who buy mass-produced tomatoes at the grocery store who will be hit hardest. Hastings says that's unfortunate, but there's also an opportunity.
The hope would be, in my mind, we can get enough good tomatoes into the market that are grown around the South and get people introduced to what I think is a better tomato anyway, and save money doing it.
But he says it'll depend on how much the price of tomatoes increases. Economists at Arizona State University predict consumers could pay 40 to 85% more for fresh tomatoes. That won't drive the average shopper to the farmer's market, says Scott Ireland. He runs Ireland Farms in Alpine in Talladega County.
When that tomato becomes too expensive for them, they're just not going to buy. You know, that it's discouraging people from buying produce regardless of where it comes.
Ireland was at his tent at the Pepper Place Farmers Market in Birmingham this past weekend, selling bright green chard, carrots, and strawberries.
You want your strawberry now?
He grows about 3,000 tomato plants a season. He says his customers are already committed to buying local.
I think the people that have been coming here for years are coming. I don't think anyone's going to see that this tariff is affecting Mexican tomatoes and then up and decide to come to market.
But Hunter McBrayer, executive director of the Alabama Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association, says most farmers in the region say the tariffs are a step in the right direction. American tomato farmers have long struggled to compete with Mexico's low prices. And even after the tariffs, those Mexican tomatoes would still be cheaper. But
it could actually help, you know, level the playing field would be the best way to put it, so that some of those prices are brought up coming out of Mexico, giving our domestic producers a fighting chance of staying in business.
He says research shows consumers are willing to pay a little more for local tomatoes. And he hopes it'll prompt more people to support Southern growers. But others worry the net effect of the tariffs could be higher grocery bills and less money to spend overall, including at restaurants. Gigi Duban, WBHM,